Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and here is Zechus Kedushin, Daf Ayin Vav, the fourth parak, Asar Yochasin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who've been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hanoisi Isha Kohenes, one who wishes to marry a woman who is a Kohenes. Sarek Livdoch Acharea Arba Yamaus Shehen Shmona. He must investigate four of her mothers, meaning her female ancestors, as well as their mothers, to determine if any is forbidden to the congregation, which is eight altogether, as the Mishnah delineates. A daughter of a Levi or Yisrael requires investigating another generation. The Mishnah then lists several positions that their holders do not require investigations into their ancestors because they're only given to those of pure lineage. The Gemara explains that male ancestors are not investigated because when men quarrel, they make accusations of impure yichus, so any possible issue would be widely known, as opposed to women who accuse each other of immorality. A potential husband does not require investigation because lisharu kasheros linas lepsuim, genealogically fit kohanos were not prohibited from marrying those unfit for kahuna. Similarly, the rabbis did not require women to investigate possible mamzeres. Later, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Meir requires investigation in all cases, the Chamyon only require it when her yichus is contested. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that the ancestors of a member of Sanhedrin do not require investigation. The reason is Kashim Shebasin Menukim Betzedek, just as Basin must be clean in justice, Kach Menukim Yukomum, so they must be clean from any genealogical blemish. A source is brought from a pasuk alluding to Sanhedrin. Kulok Yafa Rahiasi Umum Einbach, you are entirely beautiful, my friend, and there's no blemish in you. When the Gemara said this may mean a physical blemish, another source is brought from when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Bisyatz v'sham imach," and the members of the Sanhedrin will stand with you. Imach bedom lachat, with you implies they must be similar to you, meaning with pure lineage. The Gemara persists perhaps only that Sanhedrin required pure yichus because of the Shechina, since they were to receive nevuah. Rav Nachman concludes with Yisro's advice to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'hakel ma'alech menasu itach," and the burden will be lightened from upon you, and they will bear it with you, implying bedom lachat, judges who are similar to you with pure lineage. And pointing with you, the host of Rav Adabar Abba, who was a convert's son, was arguing with Rav Levi about which of them should run the town's affairs. Rav Yosef quoted a brisa, the pasuk says, Som tasim alecha melech mekerev achecha. You shall appoint over yourselves a melech who is from your brother's midst, teaching, Kol mesima shatamesim, all appointments you make, even minor ones, Uye el mekerev achecha, may only be one from your brother's midst. The host was therefore disqualified. Rav Adabar Abba asked Rav Yosef if this holds true for a convert's son whose mother is a Jewess, and he responded that this constitutes brother's mitzvah. Therefore, Rav Bibi, who was a great man, should manage the spiritual needs of the town, and the host should manage its physical needs. Abai commented that if one takes a rabbinic scholar into his inn, he should take someone like Rav Ada, who knows how to argue in his favor. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Bar Avua would deal respectfully with children of converts and put them in positions of authority, but in Eretz Yisrael, they would not even appoint them inspector of measures, and in Narda, they would not be appointed even as a supervisor of irrigation. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Hanoisi Isha Kohenes, one who wishes to marry a woman who is a Kohenes. Sarek Livdoch Acharea Arba Imao Shehen Shmona. He must investigate four of her mothers, meaning female ancestors, as well as their mothers, to determine if any is forbidden to the congregation, which is eight altogether, as the Mishnah delineates. A daughter of a Levi or Yisrael requires investigating another generation. The Mishnah then lists several positions that their holders do not require investigations into their ancestors because they're only given to those of pure lineage. The Gemara explains that male ancestors are not investigated because when men quarrel, they make accusations of impure yichus, so any possible issue would be widely known, as opposed to women who accuse each other of immorality. A potential husband does not require investigation because lisharu kasheros linas lepsuim, genealogically fit kohanos were not prohibited from marrying those unfit for kahuna. Similarly, the rabbis did not require women to investigate possible mamzeres. Later, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Meir requires investigation in all cases, the Chamyon only require it when her yichus is contested. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that the ancestors of a member of Sanhedrin do not require investigation. The reason is Kashim Shebasin Menukim Betzedek, just as Basin must be clean in justice, Kach Menukim Yukomum, so they must be clean from any genealogical blemish. A source is brought from a pasuk alluding to Sanhedrin. Kulok Yafa Rahiasi Umum Einbach, you are entirely beautiful, my friend, and there's no blemish in you. When the Gemara said this may mean a physical blemish, another source is brought from when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Bisyatz v'sham imach," and the members of the Sanhedrin will stand with you. Imach bedom lachat, with you implies they must be similar to you, meaning with pure lineage. The Gemara persists perhaps only that Sanhedrin required pure yichus because of the Shechina, since they were to receive nevuah. Rav Nachman concludes with Yisro's advice to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'hakel ma'alech menasu itach," and the burden will be lightened from upon you, and they will bear it with you, implying bedom lachat, judges who are similar to you with pure lineage. And pointing with you, the host of Rav Adabar Abba, who was a convert's son, was arguing with Rav Levi about which of them should run the town's affairs. Rav Yosef quoted a brisa, the pasuk says, Som tasim alecha melech mekerav achecha. You shall appoint over yourselves a melech who is from your brother's midst, teaching, Kol mesima shatamesim, all appointments you make, even minor ones, lo yeh el mekerav achecha, may only be one from your brother's midst. The host was therefore disqualified. Rav Adabar Abba asked Rav Yosef if this holds true for a convert's son whose mother is a Jewess, and he responded that this constitutes brother's mitzvah. Therefore, Rav Bibi, who was a great man, should manage the spiritual needs of the town, and the host should manage its physical needs. Abai commented that if one takes a rabbinic scholar into his inn, he should take someone like Rav Ada, who knows how to argue in his favor. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Bar Avu would deal respectfully with children of converts and put them in positions of authority, but in Eretz Yisrael, they would not even appoint them inspector of measures, and in Narda, they would not be appointed even as a supervisor of irrigation. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg. He suggested that Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous, an intravenous tube. So here goes. The great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin to the rabbi of a town who took care of the spiritual needs while a ger's son managed the town's physical needs. So once again, it's a motion. The great-great-grandmother on IV, that must be more on Daf. Ein Vav. The great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Anosi Isha Kohenes, one who wishes to marry a woman who's a kohenes, Sarach Livdoch Achareah Arbi Imaos Shen Shmona. He must investigate four of her mothers, meaning female ancestors, as well as their mothers to determine if any is forbidden to the kahal, which is eight altogether as the Mishnah delineates. So the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the ancestors of a member of Sanhedrin do not require investigation. The reason is, Kashem Shabbos and Menukim B'tzedek, just as Basin must be clean in justice, Kach Menukim Mikomum, so they must be clean from any genealogical blemish. So the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin to the rabbi of a town who took care of the spiritual needs while ger's son managed the town's physical needs, which reminds us, Rav Yosef holds that a ger's son whose mother is Jewish is considered mekerev echecha in your brother's midst. Therefore, when it comes to splitting up responsibilities of authority in a town, Rabbi, who was a great man, was told he should manage the spiritual needs of the town, and his host, who was a convert's son, should manage its physical needs. So once again, the great-great-grandmother on IV, whose yichus was being checked out because her kohenes great-great-granddaughter wanted to get married, showed a picture of her ancestor who sat on the Sanhedrin, to the rabbi of a town who took care of the spiritual needs, while ger's son managed the town's physical needs. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Siman Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond studded birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis of thick. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond studded birthday cake, which reminds us, from a pasuk in Daniel, we learn that the Persians are compared to a bear. They eat and drink like a bear, they're fat like a bear, they're hairy like a bear, and they have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces, even when tied. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died, which reminds us, when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Rabbi Yehuda was born, Rav was born. When Rav died, Rav Ashi was born. L'lamedcha she'en tzaddik niftar min ha'olam, to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world, ad she'nivra tzaddik kamoso, until another tzaddik like him is created. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died. His father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future, which reminds us that the malchokas of mamzerim will be pure in the times of Mashiach. Daf Ein. So the Siman Daf Ein is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The ostrich egg farmer ostrich egg, that must learn Daf Ein Gimel, giant ostrich egg. The ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, which reminds us, Gemara brings Malchokas, if a ger can marry a mamzeris. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, which reminds us the prohibition of a shtuki, one whose father is unknown. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, when all of a sudden a man and a woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents, and were believed. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Shloshin Ne'emanim La'altar, three people are believed only when they testify immediately. And they are one who testifies about an Asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from Nida concerns. The first was explained by Rav, Kozman Shebashuk, as long as the child is in the street, Aviv Imo Ne'emanim Alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he's their child. But once he's gathered in from the street, he's considered an Asufi and requires full testimony. Daf Ein Dalet. So the Simur Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. This seller who is told in the witness stand, that must be more on Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The seller who is told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that where two people are arguing over who bought an item, the seller is believed to identify the true buyer. This is only where the merchandise is still in the seller's possession, because it's his responsibility to complete the transaction and give it to the buyer, and so is careful to remember him. Once it left his possession, he's no longer granted special believability, because he is less careful to remember the buyer once he fulfilled his responsibility. So the seller who is told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki, a baduki, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph taught that Abba Shul called a shtuki, a baduki, an examine one. Abba Shul holds that if we ask his mother and she says that she had relations with a genealogical fit man, she's believed even where most of the people in the city would render her child unfit for kahuna. So the seller who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki, a baduki, who ran through the courtroom to see the chuppah taking place outside of an Amoni ger marrying a mamzeres, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, kol asurin levo b'kahal, all those forbidden to enter the congregation, utarim levo zeh b'zeh, are permitted to marry one another. Rava ultimately explains that Amoni or Moabi ger are the ones forbidden to enter the congregation that the Mishnah permits to marry other such people, such as mamzerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits converts to marry mamzerim, would agree that these gerim, who are prohibited to legitimate Jews, are permitted to mamzerim. Daf Ayin Hei, so the Zimmer Daf Ayin Hei is an Amma Aretz. The Am Ha'aretz, Am Ha'aretz, that must be on Daf Ayin Hei, Am Ha'aretz. The Am Ha'aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the Kahuna, which reminds us, a Braisa presents three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to Kahuna through relations. The Gemara explains that all agree that the rule is modeled after an Amana who marries a Kohen Gadol, the source of a woman becoming disqualified. So the Am Ha'aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna. For God, who is Safek Mamzer, can marry, which reminds us, Rav ruled like Rabbi Elazar that a Safek Mamzer cannot marry a certain Mamzeris, nor a Safek one. Shmuel argued that the halacha should follow Hillel, who taught that 10 categories of Yuchas ascended from Bavel, and all people forbidden to the Kahal may marry each other. So the Am Ha'aretz, who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by the woman disqualified to the kahuna, for God, who is Safek Mamzer, can marry, and then tried to set up a kusi with a kusis, which reminds us, Blazer taught kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi cannot marry kusis, although they are members of the same nation. He holds they cannot marry each other because some are unfamiliar with the laws of marriage, leading to some invalid divorces and subsequent mamzerim. Since the descendants of those familiar with the laws were not mamzerim, no kusi can marry another. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.